Alright, the anus is pulsating and gyrating.
Alright, Sully.
Oh, jeez, Louise! Is it, though? Oh, it is. Okay, cool. I guess tomorrow the video gets uploaded to censored? Maybe? Suppose? Alright, just watched the most recent two uncensored, Based. Good evening. Haven't seen you here in a while.
Who said that?
Nerdy Cowboy. Man, this peppermint tea is good.
It's, for some reason, D-Live is farting right now.
Oh, it doesn't go any lower. What's up, Iggers? Agates? My school ends on Tuesday.
Oh, there you go.
How liberating that shall be.
Shall be?
Shall be. Work in the vineyard, relatively productive on my off time, that's good. I've become addicted to nasal spray and it's making my life miserable? Huh?
My girlfriend was that. Eyes.
Say something?
Yeah. Hello.
All right. I just finished high school. Oh man, good on ya. I got one more year left after this.
Four more years.
Frick, imagine four more years. It's the worst. Finishing at high school at 16 seems like too much already. Seems like I should have finished school. Like, I should have never gone to high school. Like, ninth grade, actually. That's when it should have ended.
And it should have begun in sixth.
Of course I'm not going to college. I'm 15.
I stick to it. School, you could teach everything a kid needs to learn from 8 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to give them this curriculum right now, 8 through 12, they can absorb everything, you know, and by the end you can stuff them full of the every chemical retardation.
Yeah. That's awesome, my guy. A friend who finished the first semester of grade 10, he did well. It's only high school to keep people out of the job force. Yeah, it's just a freaking waste of time. Freaking waste. Yep. Just took my biology final. Have to know about freaking plant cells. They have freaking buttholes all over their surfaces to let gases out. And I have to know that.
Fucking balls.
Yeah. Prokaryotes and eukaryotes and freaking anus areotes.
and the Aryan gang.
Yeah, Aryans and DNA and RNA and freaking. Ah, I'm having a heart attack. Sorry.
Recently, got one of my friends to start watching you. That's really good. You get some more people on the stuff, on the junk.
Yeah.
On the junk.
On the junk. On my junk. I want a bunch of people on my junk.
Stick them with the junk. Too stylish.
Very
stylish.
Ooh. Just to make you good at obedience and paperwork. Continuing school past 7th grade made me 10 times worse at obedience. If I had left... before the middle of middle school, I would not be who I... Like, I wouldn't be this, inflammatory. Inflammated. Because I was good at being obedient. I didn't cause trouble, you know, until I saw it as a freaking waste of time.
We might have influenced Ryan and Gavin. I mean, Gavin, rather, because he's the director of it. Because they're doing a lot more movie stuff now.
Oh, that's cool. Hold on. Uh-oh. Shut the... Nice. How did you get hooked to the JQ? Is that a Gamergate pipeline you went down? When did you... Because one time you showed me X. And then you probably... It's probably Sam Hyde. How'd you get to X? Because that's where it started.
I mean, I was never fully... I never bought... Until I learned, I got religious. I never bought the fully. It's all the Jews.
Yeah.
And I still kind of don't.
Yeah.
But before I became religious, for real, I thought, yeah, Jews are disproportionate. In that thing, but that's not really my like. That's it's that being the case makes no difference for me at all.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get why that was. I didn't think about religion, so I didn't know why.
Yeah.
I
thought, until you get the spiritual lens, there is no good explanation.
People, it doesn't matter to me. It might as well be white. It makes no difference. Until I figured out it was a religious and etc.
I'm 15. And Victor's 18.
And it was from internet. It was from Sam Hyde, probably.
Yeah.
From a bunch of places. I saw, you know, people posting stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. That makes sense. It was never a binary thing for me. I sort of absorb things as I go along. Ooh, nice. Almost puke. I love to do that.
Yeah, there's nothing new to say about it, you know.
And then I started thinking about religion and how things are religiously motivated. Everything is religiously motivated. And I thought, it can't be a coincidence. And I started looking into it, and I found out about the Black Cube stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about dimensions and how that worked out.
He Fantano blocked you? What'd you tweet to him?
Yeah. Why is D-Live so farty for me? Like the comments are not showing up. Ooh, that was nice. That was pretty nice.
That was pretty nice. I was like, why did you fall out with Victor over something so petty as Sam Hyde?
Oh, yeah, I'm probably his bane of existence.
Yeah, just a reminder of the fact that he might get canceled any day now.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, terrifying to a guy like him, which sucks. I'm not gonna talk crap. Because, you know. He gave you a job. It just sucks that, he got terrified. Why do you think God is real? Because there's no way he isn't. It's logically impossible.
Pause, it makes sense, yeah. I don't have a... I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that Sophia was depressed before God, but I was never depressed. I was never demotivated. None of that ever occurred.
Which just sort of makes less sense than being, like, depressed while being an atheist.
Yeah.
Having, like, and, meaning out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was crazy. I always had that innate feeling of, you know, I should be doing stuff. I shouldn't even be thinking about there's nothing and I should kill myself. That never occurred to me. And I always thought depressed people were retarded.
Yeah.
And one day I heard a guy talking about it. And I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense. Because I already have other parallel beliefs that fit with people who believed in God. And then a guy bridged it for me. And it was like, oh, okay, that fits perfectly. It was nothing. It was like right where I probably already was there.
Mentally. Yo, Mr. Kyle.
I just hadn't articulated it. Oh, there we go.
Oh, man. I'm so very close.
McAfee? Dude, McAfee, rather. That guy is so crazy. Every time I remember he exists.
Yeah.
You have a nice laugh.
I saw part of that interview. He seems cool. Science cucks be like, dare science can explain the obvious. Yeah, it's... Are you guys religious? And if yes, which religion and why? Catholicism. And it's very quick, the road to that. Because immediately you take polytheism off the table, then you take Islam and Judaism off the table because pedophilia. Then you're left with Christianity. And then it's pretty easy to figure out that, you know...
Yeah, Protestants mean...
That Orthodox / Roman Catholic Orthodox. Is the OG, and Orthodox allows priests to marry, so...
Yeah, like, Orthodox is Catholicism, but doesn't... is not in communion for basically no reason, so that's retarded.
Yeah.
That's basically how I feel about it. There's no reason why they're not one.
Yeah.
So, it makes no difference to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sided with, you know, the one that was already there instead of calling itself a different name for no reason.
Yeah.
I was majorly depressed before God. Yeah, a lot of people were.
A lot of people are right now.
Yeah.
Most people are not you. Most people are, when they're secular, you know, it leaves sort of a void.
Mm-hmm.
Because of pedophilia, Lamau. Yeah, it's in their books that S is fine. In the Talmud, which is completely, you know, fabricated. Post-Bible, made by a bunch of random dweebs. And, you know, Islam is problematic for a multitude of reasons. There's so much in the Quran. But,
Yeah, don't. I'm reading what guys were saying here.
if that's the implication that Catholicism is pedophilic as well, first of all, it's not in any of the. Like, it's not codified. It's not. There's nothing that says it's okay. And the only reason it's there because people have infiltrated the church, which has been documented extensively. Yeah, and it's inevitable because, you know, humans are involved, and I mean, Peter would, like, you know, abandon Christ during the Passion.
So cringe. Listen, you shouldn't think about people. I didn't become anything because of people. Or to be like people. That was never, if I was concerned with that, I wouldn't do anything ever. If I was thinking about that. My stance from day one has been,
don't concern yourself with people, you know, in the sense that you're basing your personality, because I, you know, because of role model destruction, that was never an option for me. I had to develop stuff directly from internal sources. There was no person I could look to and say, I want to be like that person. I want to make that person proud of me. Never was an option. So positively or negatively, that's not been a concern of mine. So don't think about what priests are what and whatever. That's not the point at all. The theology is right. The theology is straight. I'm not talking to you. Not straightened, straight. And I never, I don't know,
Sophia. Does prove that the God in Judaism or Islam doesn't exist? Hypothetically, it's all Abrahamic, so they're worshiping the same God. Well, there's the caveat in Judaism and Islam is that they don't think Christ is God, but basically the same thing. So at that point, it's how you acted out, and the way they acted out is obviously evil.
The Pope could be gay and I'd still be a Catholic.
Yeah, acted out as in, you know, their doctrines, which condones all sorts of crap.
And I've always been very radical and anti-popular. And that's why me and Sophia started getting into it, we never softened the discourse. Cringe Panda told me today that Mark Dice told her to say everything in code words. Never will be my mode of operation.
I think, didn't Cernovich DM me once saying, like, after I made the YouTube shooter tweet?
Yeah.
He said, don't do stuff like that. Journalists will say you're gay. I'm like, what do I care about freaking journalists and YouTube
isn't
and
being
Susan
Wojcicki? Yes, is what I'm saying. Even if the Pope was a sinner, I'd still be a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes theological sense. I'm not worried about anything else.
Yeah. Everyone is a sinner. Obviously.
Scum of the earth.
If I don't, YouTube will ban me. Well, that's your choice. If you want to focus on content or you want to focus on growth.
Recovering degenerate? Oh, welcome to the party. Welcome to the party.
Welcome. We all are.
And, me and Sophia never flip-flopped or softened anything, ever. And when we got into the directions that you were not supposed to go, we did it. And it was like nothing. We did it like it was nothing. It wasn't a big event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was four videos away from funny story time, and then it's us talking about Muslims and gays.
Yeah.
It's nothing different.
And that's part of why people like it so much, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's not castrated or neutered at all. And nobody else does that because they're, you know, scared or whatever.
It doesn't set itself up either as an authoritarian, fasci, we're gonna kill him. It was
just a revolution.
It was just us talking.
Civil war.
Wherever it went, wherever it went, we would go with it. And we weren't thinking about what was normal, even. The unawareness of rules, the autistic, just follow the trail.
Need financial security? Feeling. That's your choice. It's fine. But
that's fine. You know, go ahead, do whatever you want. But
I mean, yeah, financial security is great. You have a family, have, you know, whatever. But personally, for us, that was never an option.
I don't ask anybody to be autistic. Like I am. That's not a concern of mine. I just have a concern with you not allowing you to be autistic. Yeah, of course,
everyone's a sinner. You know, there's only, you know, God and Mary.
Yeah.
That are sinless, but, so.
And it was very direct and...
And that's fine because, you know, nobody thinks it's, like, you know, nobody condones it.
It didn't come from a political place, honestly. It came from a rejection of politics because I was learning about how there is no escape from politics and ethically speaking, no politics is even justifiable or legitimate. And then I thought, okay, if that framework doesn't work or is true, then what is? And there are ethics that we can measure, like what does this add up to? There's some ethics. There's absolute ethics that logically work themselves out. That's weird. And then, you know, you learn about it. And it's inescapable. You go right there. There's no coming back. It wasn't a pipeline. It wasn't radicalization. It wasn't political. I didn't get mad and do it.
So what does the Bible mean by turn the other cheek, in your opinion? Obviously, that's not just a, you know, bend over and take it because Jesus, you know, went in the temple and flipped over the tables of the money changers. Not a pacifistic thing. When it's a petty, it's like Victor not getting into arguments with his mom, even when she's wrong. For petty crap, you know, it doesn't matter. It's insignificant.
Oh man.
You know, you ignore it. That's humility. But but if it's important, which you know, people doing financial transactions in a religious institution.
Mob rules speak with power. Rival mob. If you listen to fools, the mob rules. Turn the other cheek. Means don't die in hills. Die under the cross.
Who's your biggest argument that proves that Christianity is the truth? Specifically Christianity? Well, that God exists in the first place is five ways. And then you derive it from there. You do process of elimination. And Christianity, specifically, well, yeah, Christianity comes out as the only option.
Yep. Don't die in a hill. Don't die fighting.
Well, you know, because there's a lot of facets to Christianity. So if you're talking about the whole thing, then people like St. Thomas Aquinas and Augustine of Hippo.
The point of turn the other cheek is don't die in a hill. Don't die for a pointless, like, debacle. Don't get yourself tangled up. If you're gonna be struggling with something, or die for something important. Mm-hmm. Don't go getting tangled up. Don't go fighting for irrelevant things. That's the point of it.
Bye!
What did that guy say?
Said Christianity was globalist, something, some crap like that.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. I'm not concerned with if you have a feeling that a lot of things down here don't matter, and that's something nihilists have intuitively, and it's right, but they think it applies to everything.
Yeah.
But if something does not matter, that automatically implies that there is something that matters, and a lot of nihilists come from a place of they feel that a lot of things around them are ridiculous and don't matter and are minuscular.
Mm-hmm. And the things that are outside are really important. And it's...
What they don't notice is that there is something outside that you couldn't be nihilistic about. But they around here, yeah, things down here are really lame and gay. You go to school, you know that's the case. Things down here are lame and gay. Which is why nihilists, they so often, they say so many things that feel so right and true, and that stick with you. But cynicism, because it is a good point, you know, things down here suck. But the problem is in relation to what? Is there good?
Yeah.
If there is good, then you have God. Mm-hmm. If there is good, then you have God. Unless there is no good, and then I wouldn't even know how to describe
you have
that
to,
point of view.
You, they're basically, how would I say that, working it in reverse, getting rid of beauty and goodness so that you can't reason God from it, getting rid of the idea of anything, of truth.
I didn't mute you, but if you got muted, it's probably because you were being retarded. Wait, did I mute you? I don't even remember, but you probably were being retarded. You will land in that dimension as you entertain that sin, and you will enter heaven on earth.
Yeah, you did mute her. That's it.
Did I? Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably were being retarded. I don't remember why I did that. I mean, sort of inevitable. You reach these corners, these walls. You hit these walls.
Fringe atheists can't explain moral objectivity, even though they have it. Yeah.
Atheism used to be so ubiquitous in the 2000s and 90s, and now it's not around. It's nobody talks about that.
Nobody talks about it. I mean, statistically, it's getting more common, but...
Yeah. But I think more and more it'll be covert Gnosticism.
Yeah, because that's ultimately the goal.
Covert Gnosticism. Just, you know, there is a power. There is a power greater than us. Huh. Right. Simulation theory is getting popular right now. That's the philosophical pessimism thing. We were created so our overlords would have something to reap. That's the theory.
The end goal of secularism is Satanism.
The point of our existence is to feed our overlords hunger for culture and death. That's the simulation theory.
Atheism is convenient when you don't want to be responsible for anything. But at the same time, responsibility is what gives you meaning, so... You end up wanting to die.
That's Mass Effect? Well, it wouldn't surprise me. It's all about aliens, and that's what aliens are. What happens if you ask the DMT demons about Jesus? I'm pretty sure they
shudder at that name. They poop their pants when you say his name. They shrivel away. They freaking poop and pee and start screaming. Yeah, I've never seen one good argument for moral objectivity. As far as it goes, it's just we should do these things because they're beneficial for mankind. But there's no justification for why you should even be concerned with mankind.
I love it. So that's why you gotta learn how to do it from inside. You got to learn how to talk and communicate with yourself. And then you figure out that yourself is not your body or your mind or your anything. It's your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And then you figure out you have a soul. And then you figure out everybody has a soul, even the people you don't like. Third rail? That doesn't sound too good.
What is that? And it's extremely arrogant too, because the argument is, oh, I don't need some fairy tale to be moral. That's funny.
It's a TRS podcast. Yeah, I'm not a political person, and that sounds political.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. It was libertarian stuff that made me figure a lot of things out. Because it wasn't economic. I'm an idiot. I don't know math. It was psychological. Psychological?
Yeah.
Psychological.
I cannot get my head around, freaking, what is it? Keynesian gay butt sex?
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't think you're even meant to understand it, but I started figuring out, like, it was via the importance of free will, and then and that was that aspect of that thing that mattered the most to me, that nobody should violate free will. And then I was, so that was psychological, and how that worked out macro with how people preferred things, and how the best thing was always come out in the end. The best things would always come out in the end where there was no violation of ethics. Like, huh, that's weird. That sounds oddly built to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then listening to psychological lectures by Jordan Peterson, and he basically laid it out. The best things always win out at the end, because that is the nature of the universe. It loses. Like, 99% will lose to the good 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it was, oh yeah, Catholicism. Which,
you don't need fairy tale, but the tale gets the point across from it. Wait, what are you talking about? You don't need, not that religion is fairy tale, but I'm putting it in the words of gay F-gots.
Don't get into religion if you're gonna do it from a place of not really tripling down on it. If it's, yeah, I'm Christian.
Yeah, don't.
Because it's fitting for your ideology. No, none of that. Don't think, yeah, religion is good because it gets people to be moral. But you know personally, you believe personally that it's all stupid gobbledygook and you don't need it. Thinking you're above it, you're not above it. No one's above it. No one's above anything. Everybody's flattened down here.
Taking DMT to meet demons like fighting the dragon in the dark forest thing from Jordan Peterson? No, because fighting the dragon gets some. It's a sacrifice that gets you a reward. Presumably you're saving a virgin or whatever. When you're taking DMT to meet demons, it's a rigged game. There's nothing you could possibly gain from it.
No, he's not. He's smart. Taking DMT is not fighting a dragon. It's entering his cave without your armor.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing to, it's not even, because you could get stronger from, you know, defeating the dragon or something. Or, you know, make the area a safer place. You don't even get that. There's no, like, comparison.
I bet it'd be pretty hard to get a normie Christian to agree with Paul saying women shouldn't be in positions of authority. I mean, these cultural, social, cultural views wave so much over time.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't you guys libertarians, like, 6 months ago? Oh.
What is a, are we, I hate answering questions like these. We're libertarian still? We're the same thing we were 6 months ago.
Yeah. We haven't changed for years now.
And I don't get how that conflicts with what we're saying right now.
Conflicts with nothing. I'm not going to debate you about that. Stringent, very consistent and rigorous. Rigorously rejective of every system that is not God. Everything else can go to hell and will.
It depends on what you mean by a little libertarian. Doesn't mean we're open borders, pro gay sex. Obviously,
you don't even have to tell them that. Tell them what it is. You don't have to explain it. Just anything that is not God is not God. It doesn't even exist to me. Or anybody. It doesn't matter. And anything that tries to be God, tries to play God, make up rules, that sounds like you're gay to me. And it doesn't matter how much you love white people.
Yeah.
You sound gay to me. You sound like Bernie Sanders if he was in the KKK. Most of the time it's that.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders in the KKK. No, I'm not going to be telling you that. I have no idea about the nature of God, but I certainly don't think it's anybody in a suit making up rules.
Yeah.
About how curved my bananas should be when I sell them. Something like that. Psychology got me here. Straight up. Because it's inevitable in psychology, if you're listening to anybody that has half a nut left in their body, that they're gonna point out that there's some things, some patterns, or undeniable premises and principles like free will, etc.
Are you a strict Christian? What does that mean?
In belief, yeah. Because why would I be anything else? But of course, I am retarded and gay, as are all of you.
If a question everybody cannot be answered with a simple yes or no, it is from Satan.
I love that.
This is sort of like loaded questions. Worst thing ever.
Being torn apart while I thought it was inside a wall. Isn't that hell? I watched Hellraiser recently, and there were some
following all rules with no exceptions. Yeah.
What else are you supposed to do? If I didn't like the rules or thought there was an exception, why would I be a Christian?
Like, yeah, the only...
What's the point?
Yeah.
Full cock, never half cock.
What would be an exception?
Sophia, nowadays... We have already articulated it in a binary way. Everything has to be binary or else it's not even worth considering. But even back then, if something was something we liked, and then that's something we liked, and there was no middle ground, we didn't need to kowtow or anything else. If you're gonna do anything, triple down.
Yeah, well, yeah, the only thing I can think of is, like, sinning. But it, like, consciously... deciding, oh, I'll do everything except that part, and like sticking to that, rather than just, you know, making a mistake one time.
That sounds so confusing. It makes me think of like...
The only thing I can think of is like someone who's like, I'm Christian, but like gay people are fine.
That you know, that sounds to me,
like making it political, it's weird.
It's like a top spinning, but it's not a perfect spin, so it keeps spinning off the axis. That's what I think, like, making an exception is. You stop spinning... in perfect circles, and you start spinning off the axes and dangling and tripling and sniffing and slipping and falling, tripping.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna trip and slip and fall anyway. So why double that amount by creating holes in your, like, creating, compartmentalizing yourself, contradicting yourself inside your own brain, splitting your identity?
Yeah, so is it just believing in Jesus as the Lord who... Yeah, you have to repent and forgive so you can enter the kingdom of heaven. All religions have people that have other opinions about stuff, but still follow that religion in some way. Wouldn't that just be a different religion? Religious sect, at least?
Are you guys going to do a movie review of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
What's that?
I never watched that movie. It's about Hunter S. Thompson. Weird guy. No. Ouch! It's so weird because if you comprehend Christianity, it doesn't forbid you. It's not authoritarian. It doesn't forbid you from doing what you do. It just tells you what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you can believe in it and you just say, yeah, but I'm still sinning. Like, yeah, that's to be expected.
Forgiving is effing hard, though. Like, actually meaning it. Yeah. I mean, especially if you are sort of bent on justice or something like that. It's hard to let go.
Forgive and forget. It's not exactly easy to even understand what that means. But, it seems that when you try to forgive and forget, the things you're trying to do that to make it more difficult for you to do that. They don't allow you to just cut off and not interact with it anymore. Beyond just wanting to do what they want, because Christianity allows you to do what you want. Just tells you the consequences of it. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, they want to all also lie to themselves and say that it's okay.
Yeah.
No, you are completely free to do whatever you want. But there are consequences for everything. No one's gonna stop you from getting high on crack. So it's not just wanting to do whatever you want to do. It's also make everybody accepting and in agreement with it all the time.
You believe in God in a literal sense, or his definition that God is people's capacity for virtue, and anything against that is Satan. Yeah, I believe in God in a literal sense. I mean, what else? What other sense is there? He is the embodiment of good, virtue. He is existence itself. Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, What is the differentiation between literal sense and being the embodiment of, you know, goodness?
It's raining so heavy right now. God reveals himself through the heart of the individual. Couldn't have put it any better. That's the only way. Go try to look for God in the world, and you're gonna find idols. Molten idols. There's no God to be found that is of the world.
Or should we imagine you're God? Not... It seems impossible to me. I think artistic renditions are pretty good from the Renaissance. Honestly, you're never gonna, you know, fully hit the mark, because that's impossible. But
yeah,
it works well. As, you know, like, masculine father figure.
If you're gonna go look for God, you don't look it outside yourself. You look it inside yourself, and then you notice that it's the same reason why those guys want to do what they want and also feel that it's right. It's because they, even if everybody's okay with them doing what they want, they also want to feel good about it and think that it's right. So they have the conception of right and wrong, even when they, you know, are outwardly rejecting it. So it's always inside. It's never through the world, never through ideology, never through the state, never through what you own, who you vote for.
Mm-hmm.
Who your friends are, what's your power, how much money you have. None of that. What about
you? Don't
Jesus?
Understand what of the world means. Yeah, the world
he
spit him out. The world crucified
the hands
him.
Of the world. Got murdered.
The world is, you know, materialists. Evil people who don't give a crap. People who prioritize, you know, money and fame and all that above anything else.
None of that. You're not gonna find God in money or power or fame or delusions of being some kind of justice server of the world, like you're gonna fix the world. None of that. Only through the inside. And then you can be a part of the body. But before that, you might as well be, you know.
The difference being that in a literal sense is that God physically exists, and the non-literal sense would be that God exists metaphysically. Well, he does both.
Oh, he exists
because he existed in, you know, third dimension via Jesus Christ, but he also exists in the seventh. Or, you know, in a lower resolution, just not physically.
Being a follower of Christ is hard.
Heaven is not in this dimension. Being a follower... Well... I don't know if that's relevant, exactly. I mean, yeah, even now that Jesus is not here, God still exists physically because he's responsible for the existence of every physical thing.
Yeah.
And every metaphysical thing.
Yeah, I'm LARPing.
Yeah.
I'm LARPing as myself right now.
Yeah, I mean, hope when you come around. Yeah, I still smile when you come around.
Don't expect. Listen, and I say this, and I don't mean, you know, I don't mean it in a Protestant way, like you're only gonna find God inside yourself. There's no point of the church. No, what I'm saying is, even the people of the church are still people. That's the whole point of church, is you know, to further these objectives. It's to be part of the body of Christ. And how do you do that? You do it by ingesting the Eucharist. Make it a part of you so that you can be a part of Christ. There's a thing. There's a transfiguration in which Christ is basically implied to absorb the previous role models of, I think it's David and Elijah?
David and Elijah. Doesn't Moses appear? Moses and Elijah?
Yeah, maybe it was Moses and Elijah.
Well, in the vision, and then yeah, Peter proposes that they make a tabernacle for all three of them.
A tribuncular.
and then God the Father says, this is my son, listen to him. Yeah. So he's the fulfillment, the continuation.
Yeah, and every single role model before him becomes absorbed into him.
Yeah.
As in, he's the fulfillment of it.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he does the Eucharist. He creates the Eucharist, basically.
Tribunicular, come on now.
So it's all about making expeditions into the inner realm, into the inside of you, the true inside. Not your innards and your gruts, but the soul that you have.
I don't know what to make of the eventually we're going to get our bodies back. Because technically, well, apparently that's a part of our essence too, in a way.
Well, if that makes sense. I mean, in order to be...
Well, that's our humanity. Cohesive.
Yeah, in order to be cohesive, you know, turtles all the way down, we're going to be ever-present through God in every single dimension, including the third. So it's going to be, it's like, eternity to time will be, it'll be the equivalent of eternity to time.
There'll be different bodies, not earthly ones. Yeah, but you're not supposed to... Well, you can, but you're not supposed to get cremated or, you know, you're supposed to be properly buried.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not the most important thing.
Yeah, I remember telling my mom that I wanted to die cremated. Sounds Buddhist? What sounds Buddhist?
Cremation seems kind of like a Satan worship thing, but that's just a game theory. Yeah, it's weird. I know it's not forbidden, but if you do get cremated, you're not supposed to, you're supposed to keep it in a holy place. Mm. Not, you know, at home and you know, or scatter the ashes or something.
I mean, that doesn't... Your body is a... It's a different thing. It's the only thing that can even possess a soul, so it's definitely weird. Our DNA is sacred.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be anywhere.
I mean, yeah, there's like a reason we were given bodies in the first place. And they were perverted. They weren't perverted from the start.
Your body's a temple. Nobody takes that seriously. For real. What that means? To go to a church, to a physical church, is nothing but symmetry. Perfect symmetry. It's a church within a church, and that church is part of a greater set of churches all over the world. which is the Catholic Church as an entity instead of a physical single
so
one.
So many fatties claiming to be Christians, people attack. Yeah, I guess your sin reflects on your body. Because the real problem there is gluttony. If you are, you know, obese or something.
Peterson talks about symmetry and resolution and things mapping on top of each other. And that's what I think about when I'm thinking about me in church, my body being a temple. I'm inside a temple. That's a part of a greater set of temples.
Mm-hmm.
That constitutes the temple.
Man.
To the one
I'm honestly God. Like, I haven't been to church since March. Because this freaking crap. And I'm really missing it. I honestly don't understand why Protestants would give it up, because it's really good. Like, my spiritual life has declined because I haven't been going.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here, Sophia. I was feeling depressed without church. Yeah, it's really... I wasn't even... I'm not even... I was supposed to be confirmed. But it was canceled. So I wasn't even receiving the Eucharist yet or anything. I was just there.
Yeah.
And that's significant. Isolation brings you closer to God? I wouldn't say so. I think you, like, really, because, you know, you find God in other people, you find, of course, obviously the Eucharist. That's literally ingesting Christ.
The thing about isolation is that you're gonna get. Isolation introduces you to yourself.
If you need to confront yourself, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It may be. Don't Catholics have extra books they read that aren't included in the Standard Bible? Oh, you mean Protestants took books out of the normal Bible and invented a new one? I shouldn't say this sort of thing in jest, but seriously, they took books out of the Bible that were there for 1,500 years.
Yeah. I mean, unless you mean stuff like the Catechism, but...
But that they don't say that's infallible or anything like that.
Yeah.
Don't pollute yourself. Right, that what books are those? I know Ecclesiastes is one of them that didn't show up in the Protestant Bible. There's six others.
Real church can't be compared to anything else at all. The online stuff doesn't do it. Yeah, truly. I mean, especially because, man, Catholic churches are really beautiful. There's like a certain area where a bunch of churches are concentrated, like in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And like all of the Protestant churches are just like random, like big sort of house thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like white wood. And the Catholic church I go to is like stone and crazy art stuff inside.
Yeah. My church has, three.
What's going on with New Project 2 payment spaz? Basically, I guess Dig Masterson got dropped by another payment processor, so he's setting up a new one. I'll email him to see how it's going.
Yeah. In my church,
and I'll post an update on my Twitter.
Three paintings of, I think, Michael. St. Michael. St. Michael? Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Jesus and somebody else, and they all have swords around them. Painted around them.
Mm.
Yeah, imagine being so cringe you take it out.
Yeah, there's a... really nice crucifix and a statue of Mary and Joseph on each side. And then there's, you know, stained glass windows with saints on them. It was real nice. Yeah, I don't know, actually. Now that I think of it, restaurants are reopening, but the churches are not.
Yep, no word.
I was able to go to a restaurant last Sunday. Not church, though.
No church. Becoming a dull boy more and more every day. United and aliens are schisms. There was so much of that stuff, I didn't even know what to think of it anymore. So much of it. You can't even sift through them, there's so many.
Isn't it like something
every
like,
time they... every time they disagree, is a new one.
30,000 different Protestant denominations.
Every time they disagree about the most, like, retarded thing, they make a new church. Like, that's something you can even do.
For confirmation, don't you have to choose a saint's name? Yeah, I went with Saint Joan of Arc. Or I guess I will go with her. Yeah.
Do you feel like you're gonna get a plus 5 bonus when you do that, when you get confirmed?
What do you mean?
Like a JRPG bonus, you're gonna level up.
I mean, yeah. Well, cause
sort of
like
think of everything like that.
Yeah, cause you get grace from doing Eucharist, so.
Yeah.
I'm missing out currently.
Yeah, man, I need to do that. The last time they did any confirmation classes, it was for kids, and I don't classify as a kid anymore.
Oh yeah, you're 18 now. You have to do, like, RCIA? Is that what is this?
Yeah.
Wait, you get a saint's name? I cannot remember mine? Does Thomas count?
Yeah, generally these people, they know what they're talking about. They feel it, they definitely experience it, but they don't have the
invisible friend who burps a lot. I mean, if this, you know, virus stuff stops anytime soon, then yeah, we will be meeting.
Yeah, probably my face will show up by then, guys, because we're gonna do man on the street type of stuff. Hopefully, I predict that it's going to happen because, you know, God is a very funny man. It's probably going to happen. The event thing is probably going to happen right around November when things are going to be funny.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a funny time.
So it's a whole lot of funny happenings.
It's sort of like a Skyrim race bonus.
Yeah.
But I picked it up.
Isn't it crazy? Skyrim is kind of racist. I never noticed that.
Yeah. It's cool.
It's cool. That's why you liked it so much.
Yeah.
Yes, racism is my favorite thing.
It'd be even better if Red Guards got like a stealth bonus or like pickpocketing bonus.
Yeah. man on the street, or you guys are gonna be seeing my face. We're gonna be vlogging, doing some nice vlogging.
Yeah.
If the Chibigaligger stuff makes Sophia pee, like, from 1,000 miles away, just wait.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna be pissing all over the floor. Jeez.
It's gonna be... You guys are gonna see my face. My hair's probably gonna be huge by then.
You going for Tyler Durden?
I can't even do that. It's way too long already.
Oh, how long is it exactly?
Neck length? Almost back?
Almost back. That's crazy, though. That'd be crazy, though.
Will that be in November? Probably at this point.
Yeah, I don't know when people will be allowed to poo it forward again.
You guys don't see my face because I don't want to be just having my face on there, but I need to.
Yeah.
And people are going to know how I look. I don't want that. But I will be showing my face once there's...
But you're willing, once there's a reason. Anus. You like my singing?
Yeah, it's very beautiful. The girls I talked to in college said they didn't start conversations with me because they thought I looked scary. So that's always great. I've already talked to Sophia about that. When you have a sitting face that looks like you're not happy, people are spooked by that.
Yeah.
And Sophia's always had that. She looks she just
had I get a plus. It was, I think that's why people were like scared of me in school. Is because that was like worsened by at least 50% when I was at school. That my brow was constantly furrowed by everything I was seeing. So it wasn't just a frown, it was furrowed brow and frown.
Yeah, you looked like you had an abortion face. All the time.
Yeah.
Just had an abortion.
It's either this, which is disgust face.
When I look normal, you can still see the eyes, and the eyes are something wrong. Schizophrenic.
Yeah, I'll have to wear diapers when we do that crap, or else I am going to pee myself. It's usually because you're thinking a lot. Yeah, I'm usually thinking about how everything sucks and is gay when I was at school. And then naturally my face would just contort. Alright, wanna go for 11 more minutes?
Sure.
Professor McJiggly Penis? Yeah. Fart nuts? Me great redinos and me fart nuts?
There's probably gonna be some comedy material in real life when I'm there.
Yeah.
Like real comedy material. We probably should make, whenever we're comfortable enough financially, we should make like a monthly jiggle-igger visit.
Yeah, makes sense.
Monthly or bi-monthly or something.
Yeah.
Once every 2 months. In my home country, we have a saying, God's miracles haven't left the earth yet, but it feels like it did, or am I blind to it? You are blind to it. What do you mean? God's miracles are all around you. By and by. Inside you.
I mean, every time you do something good.
There's still justice.
I mean, I'm constantly getting prayers answered. That's always a miracle.
Yeah, man. A lot of fun and great stuff to be happening.
I'm sorry, anus.
I'm
sorry. Is there a problem?
I forgive you.
I'm sorry. Is there a problem?
It's okay.
My freaking penis is so.
Every time somebody says sorry, you act like they just apologized. Actually. I'm sorry, is there a problem? It's okay, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, man.
It's okay, dude. I forgive you.
Smells like a freaking penis in here.
Maybe it's your penis?
I'm sorry, is there a penis?
It's okay, man. Just, like, cover your penis when you're gonna fart. Sexual farting. Excuse me. You needing help? You need some help, dude?
I need I'm you I'm sorry, you need some help? No,
Flop.
Excuse me, is something funny?
Okay, we're gonna get retarded.
I'm sorry, is something funny right now?
I'm sorry. Can I help you?
I'm sorry. Are you gay?
Why do you dangling your head like a black person?
I'm not dangling nothing except this huge fat wiener.
I'm sorry. Did I touch your wiener?
I'm sorry. Did I squeeze your butt cheeks? I didn't mean to do that.
What the F just happened? Somebody just stole my watermelon.
That wasn't me. Man, I'm looking at my own face. It must be terrifying for anyone to talk to me in real life.
Yeah. Oh, crap. Did you hear that, Sophia?
What, the huge fart I just ripped out of my anus?
Yes. Exactly that. You must be psychic or something.
I'm sorry, are you a woman with a penis?
I'm sorry, you have a penis? Wanna have some sex?
I'm so sorry you have a penis. You wanna die?
Hey. Wanna die?
I'm sorry I farted.
I'm so sorry I farted. Like, that sucks.
Dude, I just farted. That freaking stinks.
Oh my god. What do I do?
I just farted and it smells horrible. Oh my god. Oh,
Mom, I just farted and my bedroom smells like death now. Can you please smell it?
Can you suck it all up into your nostrils and put it somewhere else?
Mom, come sniff my butthole. It's so stinky.
Could you store all this fart in your lungs and then breathe it out fart outside? Juice.
Can I have some CBD oil, but instead of weed, it's just farts and I can vape some farts and blow it in people's faces? Okay, that's a genius idea. Write that down.
Vaping fart?
I think I just came up. Yeah, fart vape.
Can't they make, what is that, a liquid butt?
Vape? Hmm? Liquid butt?
Or liquid fart? There's some spray that you can use that smells like anus.
What?
And you can spray it on people. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, but what if you could vape that?
Isn't it Sophia's breath?
Oh, okay. That was uncalled for.
Okay, that was uncalled for.
I mean, it's true, but it hurts. Okay.
Can you please smell my anus? It's a little smelly.
Dr. Fart.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, guys. I just ripped a fat one.
I thought farted. Oh my gosh, guys. I just found the cutest fart in the whole anus.
Oh my gosh.
You want to see a picture?
I just farted so loud and I think
oh my gosh. I think I just pooped my entire diaper.
I think I just pooped on my little brother while he slept. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh, guys. I think I just clogged the toilet with the massive dump I just pushed out of my butthole.
I think I just.
Jealous?
I go poop all over the floor.
I think I just broke the freaking toilet with my butt.
How many people watch this? 80 people sitting.
Boy, I'm sipping farts in your anus. What the F? What the penis?
What?
Boy, I'm sipping farts in your anus. What the penis? Hold on.
Okay. I've never vaped, but if there were... Okay, I need a vape that smells like a fart but tastes like candy. So I can vape and blow it in people's faces. And it's gonna smell like a fart, like a straight up fat one. Like somebody just ate some broccoli and chicken pox. Some chicken pox.
You just ate some chicken pox?
Yeah, chimen pox. Okay, guys, I'm gonna fart now.
Whoa. Grog want
peanut.
How long
have you been streaming for?
Penile? What? How long 1 hour, 14 minutes. I'm sorry, is there a penis?
How long is your penis? 1 hour, 14 minutes.
Yeah, so what if it is?
I'm farting out of my penis.
Yo, can you like queef out of your nut sack?
No, you have to have a really fat ball sack to do that.
No, I mean like your penis.
Oh, that's a different
can
thing.
Can you do
dude.
Like a man queef?
No, everything's too tight up there to do anything.
Mm. Couldn't you like store a little bit of air in your foreskin and then like squeeze on it?
That's way too much. And it will be like will be high pitched.
Yeah, but that's still a fart.
It wouldn't be. It would be a squeak.
Yeah, I'm penile squeaking right now. I want to hear.
And it would be like you couldn't hear it. It would be not even close to a fart.
Would it smell like penis?
I mean, probably.
The F with his penis.
If your penis smells like something, it's gonna smell like your penis.
Ugh, man, that's freaking gross. But what would it be called? Where does the word fart come from? Wouldn't the fart condense in your foreskin? Make
Fred
fart
Flintstone
water?
Art.
I mean, if you kept it in there, yeah, you'd make penis juice.
What are you talking about?
If you pump the air in your foreskin and then let it condense.
It wouldn't become juice. That's not how it works.
Well, shut up. Isn't juice...
Yeah, just...
Wouldn't you have to, like, blend some penises and that makes penis juice? Because you, like, blend oranges, that makes oranges juice.
Or stick your penis in a cup of water and just wait.
Yeah, but that would be more like, penis broth.
Yeah, that's very good.
I think I thought about these differentiations once.
Penis broth.
Penis dressing. I guess it'd be something you'd put on your penis because it's salad dressing is something you put on salad.
You're not meant to... It's not about your penis. It's about what comes out of your penis via sweat.
What about sauce? Sauce is equivalent to juice.
I mean, yeah, kinda.
But it'd have to be made out of penis. That's kind of gross. I mean, I guess the differentiation would be that you just, like, make... It's chunky versus, you know, you make it, like, liquid penis versus, like, chunky blended.
I think the actual penis doesn't have a taste of penis. I think it's outside.
Oh, it tastes like chicken.
Penis. I think it just tastes like flesh if you blend the penis.
Soup. Yeah, you can make penis soup out of penis broth.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, put some penis chunks in
penis broth
and then penis soup.
You stick your wiener in a cup of water and you wait a few hours, then you pull it out and then you twist it until all the bits of water are...
Yeah, you twist
right
your
out.
Penis in half.
Yeah.
Like
you twist
a freaking
it so...
shirt. Roll it up,
exactly.
Twist the water out.
You twist the water right out. As hard as you can, you twist your penis.
Yeah, you'd have to add some liquid in there. I don't think you could, you know... To make it into a smoothie. What would you put in there?
Balls.
Yeah, nice one. Penis.
You'd have to.
Yeah, you do, basically, you make penis broth, but it's hot.
Boil water, stick my balls in it.
Yeah.
That's how I make my morning juice.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up juice.
Is this what gay people think about?
Yes. How to make penis juice.
Gay men, yeah.
That's all gay people think about, how to make penis juice. They're studying it for years. They haven't figured it out yet.
It's pretty simple. I think we figured it out.
Wearing Looney Tunes t-shirt and a Looney Tunes underpant.
That was crazy.
What would I do when I'm in America? We would be vlogging a lot.
Yeah.
And are you allowed to leave the house freely? Or do you have to fart and pee?
Yeah, you're allowed to leave the house.
Okay. Like, particularly you and your parents are not too
spoiled jiggle-liggers? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, if you can drive, yeah, that's fine.
Nah, just Uber.
Oh, right.
So we'd go to some place, get some food, walk around. You have a skateboard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll make sure to not skate until then at all, so I don't get better at it whatsoever.
Epic.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do a kickflip and remove my scrotum.
That's a great idea. You're gonna break a bone? That's gonna be awesome.
No, I'm unbreakable. I've never broken anything.
That's crazy. You tell that to your penis?
My brains are bones.
Alright. Oh my gosh, what?
My brains are bones.
I don't like that.
My bones are...
Made up
boners.
Why are they calling a boner if there's no bones in your boner?
I bet Aristotle asked that one. What?
What am I doing with my life? I'm thinking as if I were a gay man. Oh, my freaking anus!
Ow,
yeah, that's what a gay man. That's what a gay man thinks about.
I think it's like
half the time he's thinking about, what would penis juice be made out of? The other half he's thinking, ow, my freaking anus.
Ow, my freaking anus hurts so much.
At this point, I think I'm assimilating to the point where I could be considered a gay man.
Yeah, that's pretty cultural assimilated.
Dude, why does my butt exist?
I don't know. What makes men like butt so much?
Because it means you're nice and fertile?
Isn't that just the wideness of the hip, though? Why do we like the butt?
Because if you got a big butt, it's usually indicative of wide hips. And, you know, it's fat deposits so that you can nourish the child. It's usually...
With my butt?
With your butt, little baby. Yeah, I mean...
Look at that. You're stuffing my butt in the baby's face.
You give them your butt and your boobs.
No, you don't. What did your mom do to you? Everybody's mom sticks their anus in the kid's face. What are you talking about?
But that is why women have more fat than men. It's for the freaking baby.
I think butts are because if you are fat, that means you can warm up the almost at the N word right now.
Warm up the egger?
Yeah, that's what I call babies. They're basically the same. They're retarded and steal things.
Yeah, but I mean, that is what, like, that's why pregnant women get, like, fatter. It's because it's for nutrition for the baby. Straight up, you're feeding them your butt cheeks and all that.
Exactly. Let's meet Joe Rogan. You know where Joe Rogan lives?
You know where... Is Batman gay?
What does that have to do with anything?
That's the first, like, obvious thing I can think of. And it's... Whatever. That was supposed to be, like, is the
sky
blue?
You know where Susan Wojcicki lives? Let's go visit her.
I don't know if that's a good idea. I think I'm gonna get thrown in prison.
No, he's just knocking on the door. Hey, good morning. You doing good? Is California a one-party consent state?
Who lives in a pineapple under my butt cheeks? Joe Rogan. I don't know.
She doesn't have
look
a restraint order against you.
Yeah.
You can go meet her.
Yeah, that's the only qualification for me meeting someone.
Yes. Literally. Yes. If they don't have a restraining order, what can they do?
They are game.
They're being an a-hole to me.
Yeah, so what if I am? I'm the biggest anus that ever destroyed this planet.
As opposed to the small anuses that destroy this planet.
Yeah. That's you guys. I'm the big anus.
I'm the greatest anus ever to fart.
What's up, Mr. Big Anus? Is that what they call the president of gay? Yeah, right? Ah, my freaking penis.
Isn't that literally true, though? No restraining order means you can just go talk to anybody.
Yeah. Alright, what's our final thought for the night?
Make sure to fart your way into heaven and never stop squeezing your nuts.